This is Jim from DopeHorse.com. Back to part two, Mark's sermon where he mentions me and lies and slanders. Let's get back. Remember Mark said that I paint and I do all the drawings? Mark has cartoons on his own website. How dare him say that I can't draw a truth drawing with biblical concepts exposing someone or putting a point across when he uses cartoons and drawings on his own website. You see what a hypocrite Mark is? When the light is shined on him, he cries foul. But he sure knows how to beat people with their pre-Christ divorce past. He did that to me. I prove it. He's a hypocrite and a liar. He lies about his wife. She was out of line and acting as a feminist. I have reports from men that were at his body for 8 years that his wife rebuked them, sent them texts. Yeah, that's what the reports are. And Mark is trying to build this case like I'm an enemy to these people. No, the only way I'm an enemy, Mark, is if it's a Galatians 4:16 issue. Does the truth make me your enemy, Mark Mullen? Let's get back to his sermon. Mark uses drawing in cartoons. He don't like it when he's the focus of them.
But we hear when he tells the truth. So then he said, when we've called him out as a slanderer and a liar and a painter and a misrepresenter, he says, when you publicly repent of saying that, then we'll have a meeting.
Yeah, I just want to cover this. So this absolutely is biblical. Mark is just going over Titus 3, if a man's a heretic or in false ways, Matthew 18, if he's in sin, Romans 16:17, if he is teaching false doctrine, avoid him. I'm avoiding Mark Boone because he's had 3 years to give an answer to this testing, and all he keeps doing is lying, slandering, making me look like I am an enemy. He said on their website, he took it down now, I have a screen capture of it, that I slander and I hate their church. This is what Mark Mullen said. This is why I will not meet with him until he at least will repent of his slanderous lies. Why would I meet with him when he can't even see the smallest sin? Do you really think he's going to see the falseness of his contract, his false gospel saying the church saves you, his lording over one man bishop that's the CEO of the body? It would be fruitless and foolish. It would be moronic to do so. I won't do it. I'll meet with the other men. That's why I'm calling for repentance. Let's keep going.
Well, no, he's safe. I'm not going to repent of saying the truth. I'm not going to repent of calling him what he is. And so there will never be a meeting.
Now, see, that's not true. There'll never be a meeting. The reason there won't be a meeting is, one, his men hide. They're a bunch of cowards without him there. So you see, Mark is lording over because they can't meet and talk. Now, Nathan and his son and the other two Albert boys walked up to me, but I don't think that'll ever happen again because the Word of God schooled them that day. You can listen to the audio, and you can listen to my seven-point refuting line by line where Nathan defended their contract and defended Mark's unloving ways. Mark Mullen has created this monster. The monster is his heretical LFCF, his pride, his diatrophies lording over. It could all end real quick if Mark Mullen will repent of all the slander and lies, like I document on the testing, and then we sit at the table and go over doctrine by doctrine by doctrine. Do you want to know the kind of meeting they offered me one time? To meet in the Dollar General parking lot. When I meet to talk about doctrine, it can last 4, 5, 6, 8 hours. They wanted to meet in the Dollar General parking lot. I've heard audio recordings of Mark's meetings in parking lots from a man that left there. They're pathetic and sad. They have nothing to do with sound doctrine. It's all a dog and pony show, as they say. And until he's serious and gives a written answer, like his written contract. Mark writes whole books. Why can't he write and refute JP at DontParish.com? Let's keep going.
I wrote publicly, he wrote the other day and said, I'm waiting to hear your public repentance so we can have that meeting. Okay, so what would happen if I allowed that to draw me in and get caught up in this controversy? I would be distracted from what I ought to be doing. I'd be caught up.
So what would happen? Mark would be distracted from his cult-like body, telling people when to stand up and sit down, beefing up a contract, programming people, telling them they need that church for salvation. He would be distracted from that to get to truth that would help his body grow in the truth, whether it's the gospel, whether it's moving away from that contract and letting everyone's yay be yay and their nay be nay, whether it would be getting his men's dress right, getting rid of the feminism that exists in his body. How about training up men to be true warriors of the truth and going out preaching the gospel? Do they send anyone out to go out on a regular basis and actually preach the gospel? No. You know what they do? They invite you to church. Go look at the New Testament and how they proclaimed the gospel. They didn't just invite people to church. If Mark would get rid of his pride and his arrogance, a lot of good could come from this. I'm still hoping that happens, lest he dies in his sins and perish. Let's keep going.
In profane and vile babblings, with someone who is morose and uneducated in the word.
Alright, there he said it again. Morose. I'm a moron. Okay? Uneducated in the word. Really, his son, who he's had his whole life, could not refute me in the word of God for 40 minutes in the street in Brookfield. Go listen to the audio. His deacon, Jesse, did a sermon that was so bad, I've had people emailing me telling me how pathetic it was. And I did it refuting line by line. How come they won't refute my testing line by line, in writing, or send a man as a representative? If Mark won't repent of his fleshly, sinful name-calling, why don't they send a representative? Interesting. I guess Mark Bullen is really living up to the title I've been giving him. In fact, my wife said to his daughter, "Oh, you're the Bullenites." That's the title that they have, because Mark Bullen is the front guy, and he's the only one, apparently, that can refute and talk and meet. How sad. How very sad. Let's keep going.
Was pushing issues that ought not to be battlefields in the true believer and the true preacher's life.
Really? So, again, I'm being redundant. My testing is all about his false gospel. My testing is about him demanding you have a contract to come and have communion. My testing is all about your salvation is linked to him as a bishop and that local church body. His unbiblical dress. Here you go. His worldliness. He is a worldly man, loves politics, promotes the vile, wicked man, Donald Trump, who wants to legalize sodomy and lesbianism. He waves the patriotic flag. This is idolatry before God. These are all foolish topics. I don't know how these people in LFCF sit in those pews. Well, when Mark tells them to sit, they sit. We just proved that. I don't know how they sit there. I don't listen to his sermons all that often, but when I think he might talk about something I need to test, I'll listen. I'll test him. Mark does teach truth here and there, but he's like rat poison. It's got protein, good protein, and then it's got poison that will spiritually kill you. How foolish to say my testing. Go look it up. Just go on the internet and Google Mark Bullen, Living Faith Christian Fellowship. Look on the first page. You'll see my testings. It's all over. How foolish to say that this is what Paul was talking about. Totally out of context. I don't talk about foolish things that mean nothing. I focus on sound doctrine, just as Paul preached all over the word. 2 Timothy 2, study to be approved. That's what I've done. And that's shown me that Mark is false and wrong. Let's keep going.
So, Paul is saying to Timothy, avoid these people. And instead, follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call the Lord out of your heart. Don't be drawn in by their provocation and their feigned interest and moronic questions.
Yeah, so there you go. So there must be something happening online, people watching him, people in the body. Mark's already had people left. He just lost a woman that left and went back to her husband. He's lost several families in the body the last few years. There's something going on in Living Faith Christian Fellowship where people are listening to what I'm saying, and I got nothing but God's truth. Where Mark has a bunch of traditions, corrupt doctrine. Mark's built a program. Do you know Mark says he built his church? Did you know that? Go read Matthew where Jesus says, I will build my body. Go read in Acts 2 where it says, and God added them to the body. Mark Bullen believes he can build his program, and he's right. He's built a man-made Independent Baptist Mennonite adjusted hybrid program. It's not God's program. I fear for those people. Nathan admitted it in the street. Most Anabaptist types are not born again. Most people in Mark Bullen's body are not even born again, including himself, by his fruit. I'm going to be doing an audio on Mark's sermon where he says he's got born again all wrong, and he labeled me teaching it wrong. I'm going to cover that, but let's get back to the sermon.
If you're a false accuser, a misrepresenter, a slanderer, you attach false motives, you fabricate stories, they're using it to manipulate and gender strife.
Okay, so I'm fabricating stories. Nope, I document it. I have audio. I use right off his website. I use his own words. Mark is the slanderer, and that's all he can do, because he can't refute me in the Word of God. My sword of truth is so much bigger than Mark's, because, see, I just preach the true gospel, the biblical word, the biblical New Testament body, not a bunch of man-made ways. See, I didn't come out of the Baptist faith or the Mennonites. I came out of the pagan world, and I went into the Word of God. Mark was a Baptist his whole life. He's got Baptist blood in his veins, and he ain't got it out yet. He has not gotten it out yet. He has Mennonite ways in his veins. Praise God, I didn't have any of that. I went into the Word of God, built my foundation on Christ, and that's why Mark can't refute me. And he's prideful and arrogant. We could all have unity and be glorifying God if he'd repent and get things right when he's shown it. But he won't. Let's keep going.
They're using it to get attention they do not deserve. Okay? Brats do the same thing.
Okay, that's about, I think, where he's done talking about me. So I'm using it to get attention I don't deserve. I have a question. Mark writes whole books to refute Mennonites on topics, divorce and remarriage, their false gospel, misquoting Jesus and Moses. Was Mark trying to get attention? Or was he just contending for the truth? Do you see what a slippery slanderer he really is? And again, think about it. Mark knew from years ago I was divorced before I came to Christ. None of my children serve Christ. None of my grandchildren are being taught other than what my wife and I give them in the truth of God. Why? My children were all gone before I was a believer. I used to party and drink with my children. Mark Bullen pulled that out, beat me with it, made me feel bad. You don't think that hurts a man to know that his children and grandchildren are not of Christ because he spent his life teaching them how to be worldly? I praise God for my salvation. I'm sorry my children don't have it. I'm praying for them, and we witness to them all the time. But Mark is the kind of wicked, corrupt man that will beat you with your past when he writes whole books saying your past is washed away in Christ. What a hypocrite. I got one more part for you, and then we'll be done. Okay, listen to this part here where Mark says something really interesting.
I got more attention. Look at me, you know, they dream up problems so we can talk about it. That's not right. Verse 24, Timothy, stay away from those people. The sermon word must not strive in the sense that he's talking about. Get caught up in the foolish fighting. Don't get caught up in that nonsense. But be generous to all men, have to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If God, peradventure, will give them repentance to the acknowledging the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will, which means according to his will, unto his will. So stay away from the morons with issues calculated.
So did you hear that? Now go back and read 2 Timothy 2. Paul does not call anyone a moron. Mark is talking about me. I guess he's calling me a moron. He's called me worse things in email, like pervert, when I asked about his sexual issues inside LFCF. A man was accused of something with a young woman there. That was reported. I asked about it, went to the man first. He denied it before he ever asked what it was about. That was funny. Brought it to Mark. Mark denied it before he ever asked what it was about. That's usually not a good sign. But did you notice? I digress. Mark is calling me and calling people that do that morons. Paul in 2 Timothy 2 says the questions are foolish. Do you see the ad hom attack and how Mark makes it personal? I've never called Mark a moron. I use biblical names. He's a heretic. He's a liar. He's a slanderer. He's a lording over man. He's prideful. He's got vanity. He's worldly. He's feminized. Those are all biblical. Well, feminized. Yeah, I'll take that one. Because Satan went after Eve and Adam was feminized by listening, hearkening to his wife. Mark's done that. It happens in that body. But my point is using the term moron. Isn't that interesting? And then he says in his sermon that strife over issues that we should not even be talking about. The gospel? Leadership in the New Testament body? Signing a contract? Mark ran bodies, families off from that with that contract. We shouldn't be talking about this. Your salvation is linked to LFCF and a bishop controlling your salvation. We shouldn't be talking about this. That's what my testing talks about. Worldliness? How about immodesty in the men, showing off their butts and their crotches and not dressing in tunics as God ordained? We shouldn't be talking about this, huh, Mr. Bullen? Terrible, wicked, shameful, and you're getting exposed. I want you to repent because I love you. Let's finish up.
You're teaching to someone who is truly confused and just keep on teaching the truth. If there are those who do not want to be delivered, they do not want to wake out of their stupor, which is what that word means, to recover themselves, to become sober from their inebriation.
Yeah, so here Mark is telling them, don't give attention to the people that cause strife. Don't give attention to these who want to bring foolish questions. I don't have foolish questions. And you know what's interesting? This is Mark. Mark once offered Mennonites $1,000 to come debate him. Did you know that? It's on my testing. That's a prideful man. Yeah, he says I shouldn't be contending, but he wanted to pay people to come and refute with him. How hypocritical of him. I have this all documented on the testing with screen captures, his own words, his own audio, his own clips from his websites and his books. To say that I'm lying and slandering, to be calling names and defaming God's character and people, making this a personal attack. Mr. Bullen, you are very sad, and I pray that you repent before it's too late. And I hope everyone that's listened to this audio, I'll be having another one come up about his sermon on being born again. I hope you really go back and listen closely. The name calling, not proving when he says lies and slander, saying he won't repent of the truth when I show you it's lies and error. He doesn't want a meeting to happen because he knows he's going to look really bad. He can't give an answer. Why doesn't he just go and do a refuting of me? Instead of bringing my name up on the internet, not facing me, why doesn't he just go and do a refuting of my whole testing? Take the top 5 items and refute them line by line. He can't do it because he twists God's word. I'm catching him and calling him out of it. Not because I'm smart. I just know what God's word says. Mark Bullen is teaching God's word with his abrogated program, his adapted program, Independent Baptist program. And because I've been on Mark, he uses that word program a lot less. And he's even added the word gospel. And he's even added the word Jesus Christ. You know, someone said who left his body after being there 8 years. Mark hardly ever mentioned Jesus Christ. I notice he's been mentioning that a little bit more. All sad signs of a desperate man trying to hold on to his legacy when he should be repenting of all of his sin, holding on to the truth of God, and he should see, like David, I'm no prophet, but like David had a Nathan that came, or that the man that came to rebuke him and give him insight into his sin. He came to tell David, hey, that guy did this, did this, did this, and it turned out it was David's sin. I'm just coming to Mark to tell him, hey, look what you're doing. You're destroying people. You're not training up biblical men. Their men don't even proclaim being born again in the gospel, which is critical. They don't even know how to rightly divide the word of God. Nathan told me God never wanted a temple when he's giving specifics to David on how Solomon will build it. Foolishness. I can't believe that the people there sit for this. I hope you listen to both part one and part two. Coming up, my sermon where Mark Mullen totally destroys being born again. Samuel, by the way, Samuel Alberts, who goes there for, what, almost 10 years, I think Nathan said? He denied even knowing about going to, or he denied going to Mark's. He said, I know about Mark in the street in front of me and my wife. He denied being part of their body. You can listen to it all. Shameful, wicked, a man that's been there so long, lies and denies being a Living Faith Christian Fellowship member. Didn't he sign the contract? Huh. And this is all the type of thing I'm trying to expose so people will come to the knowledge of the truth and follow, lift up, and glorify Jesus Christ via the biblical gospel, not Mark's lording over program. So stay tuned. Go read all the testing. More to come. Let me know I can help any of you in the faith. I have nothing to gain in this but preaching the truth, loving my God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, loving my neighbor. Those people at LFCF are our neighbor. We have a homestead 2 hours south of them. But I must say, we are rarely there. We travel full-time, street preach the gospel all over America. We teach. I teach on my website at don'tperish.com. We make biblical disciples. And yes, we call out all these false teachers on every corner, all self-funded. And I'm boasting in Christ because he's done that work in us. We are not worthy. We were worldly partiers, pagans. And God has called us to this glorious work. Hey, till next time, we love you all. Let me know I can help you. May God be praised.